Tourism Nanaimo has rebranded with a mission to draw visitors who might otherwise pass by the city on their way to other island destinations. The agency's executive director, Carly Paraboom, presented the broad strokes of a new, Nanaimo Normal, marketing plan to City Council at a meeting Monday, April 22. Paraboom, formerly with Destination Campbell River, took over the nonprofit Tourism Nanaimo Society's executive director position nearly a year ago and has worked on a 3-year strategy to grow Nanaimo's reputation as a tourism destination. Tourism Nanaimo has undergone a bold and exciting rebrand to showcase the uniqueness of the growing and eclectic Vancouver Island community that we call Nanaimo, said Paraboom. From beaches and parks to cafes, breweries and one-of-a-kind shops and restaurants, Nanaimo is a culturally rich seaside community made up of creatives, families and entrepreneurs. Nanaimo is often overlooked as a tourist destination by visitors passing through town on the ferry or from folks with misconceptions about our city. The tourism promotion strategy includes spreading positive awareness, improving resident sentiment, creating a buzz about Nanaimo, and establishing positive positioning as a great place to live and a desirable place to visit. Paraboom said she didn't want to give too much away before the organization's official relaunch, but did present the organization's new logo, which she said is designed with bold, simple lettering that can be easily adopted by partners and integrated into sports, meetings, conferences and visitor services while remaining clear that it's Nanaimo being represented. The intention is to carve out a distinct look that will break through expected visuals for Vancouver Island, she said. The brand launch happens May 13 with a new tagline, It's Nanaimo Normal, that's intended to focus on breaking down preconceptions about the city. Around every corner is something new and unique to be experienced, Paraboom said. What might raise an eyebrow somewhere else, like racing motorized bathtubs in the harbor, simply is the normal here in Nanaimo and we want to celebrate that. Instead of using hyper-curated, professional imagery, the new branding also intends to provide a complexion of life in Nanaimo through a blend of documentary-style street photography and epic nature shots, to help spotlight the unique, unconventional and eclectic character, and showcase the residents of a thriving and vibrant city, and a place for everyone. So, in a nutshell, that is what we're going to be seeing on SkyTrains in Vancouver, on buses along the island and in advertising and marketing in the coming months, Paraboom said. She referenced tourism's economic importance and scale of business in Nanaimo. In 2023, 38 conferences and conventions held in the city accounted for 25,000 delegate days with an economic impact of $10 million. In the first quarter of 2024, 35 conferences have been scheduled and 91 events have been hosted. Paraboom also emphasized the importance of promoting sports tourism and noted in 2024-25, Nanaimo will host 10 major sporting events, including the Coast Salish Games and provincial championships in baseball and soccer. We're home to more than 40 amateur sport organizations, she said. Sports tourism has a ripple effect that benefits our local community, small businesses and offers cultural vibrancy. All of the above does not touch on the myriad of sport that we are supporting alongside the city's recreational department and the Nanaimo Hospitality Association. Paraboom also noted Tourism Nanaimo needs to be a part of a broader effort in areas such as parks and trails development and working with partners such as Nanaimo Airport, Nanaimo Prosperity Association, Downtown Business Improvement Associations, Vancouver Island Conference Center, Port of Nanaimo, Nanaimo Art Gallery, Snoonimoak First Nation, Greater Nanaimo Chamber of Commerce and others and leveraging growth in regional flights, ferry services, and openings of new restaurants and retailers. Read also, Tourism Nanaimo hires new executive director who will help create destination strategy.